Sports and Recreation reporting on SDPB is supported by Regional Health, helping patients and communities live well.
Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. We're broadcasting live today from the SDPB studios in Vermilion. And with me in the studio, Mr. Nate Weck is here for your Sports and Rec Weekly update. Hey, Nate, how are you?
Good. How's it going, Lori?
It's all right. So wrapping up some state high school athletics now, I would think.
Yeah, we kind of hit this, it's towards the end. There's still one more event to go, which is state golf, which is not this weekend, but it's Monday and Tuesday, so the early part of next week. And then once golf gets done, we kind of hit, as far as the sanctioned high school activities and sports, we hit
lots
our end of the
other stuff.
Right.
Starting up, of course.
Yeah, exactly. Legion ball is going to be really big, I think, this summer. So there's a lot of stuff, obviously, with rodeo in June. There's a lot of stuff, obviously, on the horizon. But state track was this weekend. We saw 2 great days worth of weather, something that I haven't experienced.
But you
really
did not curse by saying that the weather forecast was good.
We talked about it last week, and actually on Friday, I was in Rapid City covering the B tournament both Friday and Saturday. And on Friday in Rapid, there was some lightning that moved into the area. So we had about a 45-minute delay. And, of course, I was like, I jinxed it.
That was on you. Yeah.
So that was my fault, my bad.
But overall, great days for state track.
Yeah, sunny, hot weather. But, I mean, out there, you don't really have the humidity to go along with it. Mm-hmm. No bugs. So, I mean, obviously, you have still to put on a lot of sunscreen and things like that. But 2 really good days, I think, for the track and field competitors this weekend.
All right. State baseball as well.
Yeah, state baseball concluded as well. Yesterday actually was the final day of high school state baseball with the B tournament finishing up. Bonhom had the semifinals yesterday too. So Bonhom beat Redfield area in the semifinal round. West Central beat Lennox in the semifinal round. Both of those games took place yesterday afternoon and then last night. And there was a rain delay for that too earlier.
Right.
The game did finish up. Bonhom, Scotland got the 7-5 win, so they're the Class B champions in baseball. And on the Class A side, which finished up on Saturday, Brandon Valley actually knocked off the defending champ Sioux Falls Roosevelt in the semifinal round to earn a chance for the championship against Pierre, and Brandon Valley got the 5-2 win in Class A. So Class A baseball, Brandon Valley is your champs, and in Class B baseball, it's Bonhom, Scotland.
All right, going back to state track for a minute, there's so many different events. Are there, sort of team events, or how do we judge? I don't know. I don't know much about state track.
There's obviously tons of events that are right, going on. Yeah. So there's individual state champions that are in all of the events from Class B boys, Class girl, B girls, all the way to through the double A. And that goes anywhere from the 100-meter dash to the shot put event to the relay events and things like that. But they do classify those out as teams as well. Just to give a quick rundown, Class double A boys Sioux Falls Lincoln won. Mm-hmm. Class double A girls Brandon Valley won. Class A boys St. Thomas More won. St. Thomas More also won Class A girls. Class B boys, Freeman got the victory, and in Class B girls, Dubrook area got the state title. So those are your 6 team champions for the individual classes from state track this past weekend as well.
All right, let's talk about a little golf.
Yeah, golf's coming up, like we said, next Monday, Tuesday, with both Class B girls and boys will be in Watertown, and then the Class A girls and Class AA girls tournaments are also going to be going on. I'll be in Watertown for both of the B tournaments. And one of the interesting stories that we tried to find this time around was a couple weeks ago, me and Kyle Mork, also of SDPB, took a trip to Avon High School to meet a sophomore by the name of Jared Mutter. Mm-hmm. And Jared is a sophomore golfer for Avon. There's 4 kids on the golf team in Avon for the boys' golf team. And he was born with some physical disabilities and doesn't have a lot of strength in one of his arms, mm-hmm. in his right arm. So, you and I go out to the golf course, think about like what we would do for golf, using 2 arms and stuff like this. Jared has had to learn how to play golf with just 1 arm, and to see him swing, it's kind of cool. But he did give a little bit of an insight on why he only has strength in 1 arm as well.
I was born with a cleft palate, and I did have a stroke when I was before I was born, and my right hand really doesn't work anymore, and so I'm challenged with stuff using my left hand and try using my right hand as much as I can. And I mean, it's a struggle for me, but I try to keep positive.
So you're trying to keep positive. And that was one thing that we noticed right away when we met him, is semester tests were just getting done. He had just finished his sophomore year academically and was going to go out to the golf course that afternoon and for practice and stuff like that. So we ran into him in the halls. There's not many kids around. And he's like, "Hi, I'm Jared." And so we talked to him for a little bit. And his attitude is as good as any attitude that you're going to find. You know, he was one kid where he loved sports. Yeah. Loves football, basketball, all those types of sports, but because of some of the physical disabilities that he was born with, you know, it's not necessarily safe for him to be able to participate in some of these other sports like football and basketball, where there could be some contact and things like that. Sure. But he loved sports and was trying all these different things, trying to see, you know, where he could find a spot. And golf is the one sport where he was able to find that spot. And it is kind of cool. I know I talked about it right before we heard. What Jared's before Jared's last quote, but one of the things too is we asked him, you know, you only have strength in one arm. How do you do it? And right. Here's kind of how he explained it to us.
I do attempt to put it on the golf club as well when I'm trying to swing, but right before the end of the swing, I do take it off before I get done.
So just to kind of put it into perspective, he stands on the right. He kind of golfs. If you're a right-handed golfer, you stand on the left side of the ball. If you're right. A left-handed golfer, you stand on the right side of the ball. So he stands on the left side of the ball like he'd be a left-handed golfer. But what you would see in baseball, like with the follow swing, with that right arm coming through, he doesn't have that follow through sure. For golf. So when he's swinging, his left arm is actually what drives the ball and directs the ball where to go sure. through that follow through. And it's really something to see and how he's able to do it. I mean, I can't even hit a golf ball where I want it to go. Right. And I feel like, you know, I've got a decent amount of strength in both arms, but in here he's able to get this ball out into the middle of the fairway and with really only using one arm to direct where that ball is going.
Did he start just in high school? I mean, he kind of found golf in high school or when he was a little bit older? I mean, he hasn't been doing this since he was a little shaver.
Right, yeah. He's a sophomore now. 3 years ago is when he started experimenting with some different sports and things like that. He actually was on a manager for the 2013 Avon football team that won a state title. You can see him team photo that they took on the field afterwards, you can see him front and center as a manager holding the clipboard type of thing. So he has found other roles with some of the other sports, but golf, he picked it up and he just wanted to try something new, so picked it up 3 years ago and has just continually, you know, gotten better and continued to perfect his craft a little bit on his swing and different things like that. And one other thing that I thought was really interesting when we asked Jared about this was, you know, what makes golf special? And he goes, right. Well, the one thing I've noticed about golf is this isn't just something that I'm going to be able to do while I'm in high school.
Right.
I can do this when I'm 50, 60 years old as well and play golf with my buddies on a Thursday night or whatever it is. So I think that, too, is a little extra motivation because he didn't just find a sport to participate in high school. He found something that he can take with him right. for years and years and years to come.
A lifelong golfer.
Exactly.
All right. So when is state golf championships?
State golf championships start on Monday, June 4th, and they will conclude on Tuesday, June 5th. It's Class AA. Class A and Class B girls, and then also the Class B boys. Class A and AA boys are in the fall semester. So four classes of competition, four remaining state champions to be crowned here with the sanctioned high school activities and sports, and then we close the book
Hello
on another
summer.
Season.
Yeah. All right, Nate Weck, thank you so much. We'll see you next week.
All right, thanks, Laurie. I appreciate it.